TGIF.
You know what? We say this every Friday.
We do. You know, we do. Because we've been working.
It's true.
It's true. We've been working hard over
here.
Yes.
Everybody is.
Plus, remember when that was, you'd go home and watch all the shows?
Yes.
On TGIF Fridays. Oh,
yes.
Like Step by Step. Yep. And Step by Step was a big one.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you can probably find some of your old favorite TGIF shows on a streaming service near you.
Right.
So watch Urkel, take off your pants in whatever order you deem fit. Mm. Now, we got to talk about a serious story in this Dirt Alert at 520. Reports are saying that actress Anne Heche has been involved in a serious car accident was severely burned, taken away by an ambulance. So here are the details that TMZ has. She was involved in a car crash this afternoon in the Mar Vista neighborhood of Los Angeles, which is over on the west side near the beach. Now, witnesses tell TMZ she was driving a blue Mini Cooper and crashed into the garage of an apartment complex. And you can see footage of this. Now, residents of the apartment complex tried getting Anne Heche out of the vehicle, but she put the car in reverse and then she sped off. And a short time later, she crashed into a house, igniting a fire. And that fire was so significant, it engulfed the house.
Oh, this sounds like something else was involved.
Yeah, now
it sounds like she did it on purpose almost. If you crash into an apartment building.
Yeah, well, now, if you look, now TMZ has the photographs. They're, you know, pretty intense. Now, if they have a picture of her, of somebody taking a footage of her inside the car right before all this happened, and, you know, maybe perhaps there was alcohol in the car. That's, we don't know. We can't confirm anything about this. But they're reporting that Anne suffered severe burns in this fire. And you can see the house was on fire, a significant fire caused by this. Now, TMZ reporting they don't know the extent of the injuries, the burn. She's in the hospital. She's intubated, but she's expected to live. Now,
her car is just totaled.
Yeah.
And burned. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. This is pretty intense. Now, TMZ reporting that her condition right now, because of the burns, prevents doctors from performing any tests to see, you know, if alcohol was involved or any substances. That's the concern right now, is to keep Anne Heche alive.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, that makes me sad.
Yeah, yeah. And it seems like perhaps she's the only person injured. There's no reporting on whether somebody was home at the house or what the heck was going on. And we don't know what the heck was going on, other than the fact that this was a pretty intense accident that happened this afternoon.
Okay. Yeah.
It's just terrifying. The footage is, terrifying.
Yeah, it's terrifying. So definitely, let's think of Anne Heche this afternoon, because she's in the thick of things and she's getting medical attention. Well, let's move on from that story to
the one that's right below it. The Italian runner whose trunk falls out during a race.
Excuse me? I see what you're talking about.
Yeah, we all see.
The Italian decathlete. Junk falls out during race, obviously an accident.
Link, please.
Is that your spike,
please?
Is that your spicy salami, or are you just happy to be racing in this decathlon?
Maybe that's like a method of running now.
Right.
Oh my goodness.
Streamline the process.
It's all about wind shears, Brittany.
It sure is.
Okay, so what Julia's talking about is this story over on TMZ. Let's put it in context here. Now,
all right, thank you.
This happened yesterday. So an Italian decathlete, his name Alberto Nonio, his junk popped out in the middle of a race. This happened during a 400-meter event at the World Athletics U20 Championships in Colombia, where Nonio was forced to lose his spot as the front runner in this race because his business popped out. He had some side nuts happening. Now, you know, he's running, and, you know, he was in first place, and then he quickly dropped to the back of the race because, you know, he's trying to juggle a lot of things at the same time. Who knew that was part of a decathlon?
I'm telling you.
What a bummer for him that his underwear underneath didn't hold him in.
He's better than me. I don't think I would have stopped.
You just would have been full flap.
Why not? At that point.
Well, that's because you're from an Olympic family here.
And we would keep going. We always keep going. Oh, poor guy. I'm watching the video. I feel so bad. They like blur out his whole lower region.
Just couldn't hold the meatballs in.
There you go, Josh.
Spicy. Now, Nonio went to Instagram and said, I'm conscious it was obviously an accident. And I'd like to tell you, I'm aware of the reaction. And you don't need to send me links to the blogs out there. Now, you know, you said he's trying to laugh about it. But, you know, he felt terrible in the immediate aftermath. He said, I'm thankful to my friends and family for helping me get over what happened a few hours later.
That would be devastating.
Well, it's also like we all know what's under there. Why is he acting like this? It's not a tragedy.
Well, it's a tragedy because it made him lose.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, it probably hurt, too.
It probably did hurt, too. I wouldn't know, but I assume.
Yeah, no amount of baby powder is going to stop that chafe.
Agreed.
Oh.
I mean, it's summertime, folks.
That's a lot going on.
Rosie O'Donnell is shading Elizabeth Hasselbeck coming back to The View as a guest co-host. So the feud never ends.
Boy, it doesn't, does it?
She does not let it go.
No.
No, Rosie O'Donnell dubbed Elizabeth Hasselbeck's return to The View as, quote, strange. And she shared her views on TikTok, she being Rosie O'Donnell. She said, I watched it. And she said, I remember why I don't want to watch it with her anymore. Mm. Her little post-its notes, I don't know. Oh, talk about holding on to a beef.
That's a long time. That one's old.
Yeah, that one's old. But Rosie's back there to remind you that it existed. You know, speaking of old school beefs, a piece of rock and roll history concerning a big rock and roll beef could be yours for $40,000.
It's already gone up 10 since we started
our show. Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Are you going to buy it? Now, this is the letter.
This is yours.
John Lennon's brutal breakup letter to Paul McCartney. You bleeped all over us. Look, these two guys were not getting along at the end of the Beatles. Because here's the deal. John Lennon and the rest of the crew wanted a guy by the name of Alan Klein to manage the Beatles, he doing the Rolling Stones. Paul McCartney wanted his father-in-law to manage the Beatles. Yep. A little conflict of interest there.
Yep, I think so.
Yeah, and these two had a pretty big falling out. You know, they eventually made up and made nice, but I mean, it is just, you got some capitals, capital letters, underlines.
I mean, I'm not one for having a lot of stuff in my house, but this would be worth it.
I think so.
I love a catty letter.
I mean, Holly, wouldn't you kind of love that?
I mean, does somebody want to take out the loan with low interest?
Fine,
and give me a present? All right.
If you buy it with a car, you can get 1.9%.
Thank you. All right.
Thanks,
guys.
Holly.
You're welcome.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
So, what are you doing this weekend?
Time for Weekend Picks. Presented by AARP Minnesota.
You doing anything fun this weekend?
You know, we should do something this weekend.
Anything interesting going on?
Any recommendations?
We need to have some fun.
Here with fun stuff to do this weekend are Lori and Julia.
That song shouldn't be as good as it is. Like, how dare it be? That song gets in my head so hard when I leave here. It
gets me hyped up.
It does get me hyped up. I want to punch somebody, in an aggressive, fun way.
Thank you, AARP Minnesota. You know, they've got a big event coming up next week. They're opening up. They opened up outdoor fitness parks. Their goal was to open 53 of them across the country to give people an opportunity for free fitness year-round. And they have their grand opening at the Haley Q. Brown Community Center in St. Paul next, I think it's a week from Wednesday, August 17th. So it's a week from Wednesday, noon to 2. But they're also, you can sign up for free classes if people is interested in that. Just want to give it a shout out. Okay, you want to go first with your weekend picks?
Uptown Art Fair. Uptown Art Fair. What?
I love this art fair.
It's so fun. I've been to it many times. Yep. It starts technically today, but most people are going to hit it up tomorrow and Sunday. Tomorrow it starts at 10 a.m., goes till 7 p.m. It's in the uptown area. You can't miss it. There's so much going on. You walk around. There's a whole bunch of food. Even if you're like, I'm not that into art, you have to go walk around. They close down the streets. It's a blast.
It really is.
I would say that they have like a lot of the state fair food there, you know, in the food trucks. That's what I
would agree.
Saturday, again, it starts from 10 to 7. Sunday, 10 to 5. You're going to want to go to the Uptown Art Fair.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
For singing.
Uptown.
Okay, are you done?
No.
Oh, you have more.
I
is
have
there more.
More?
Are you going to sing?
I'm not going to sing because I don't have a song for this one, but it's Kinky Fridays. Dun, dun, dun. At the Gay 90s.
Okay. What time does it start?
It's 10 p.m. The showtime starts at 10 p.m., but you're going to want to get there by 9 p.m. You're going to join Mistress Mara and Queen P as they feature different fetish the first Friday of every month. And guess what? That's today. 18 plus event.
It sounds fun. Thank you.
That totally sounds fun. Party in the annex.
Party in the annex. Josh, what do you got?
Yeah, so we got a little bit of a few sports events going on this weekend. Toronto was in town against the Twins. We had a 7-10 first pitch tonight and then 6-10 tomorrow night. And looking at 1-10 for Sunday. So any one of those, pending weather, obviously.
Of course. We're going to have a good weekend.
Get some storms.
Are we? Maybe,
yeah, it's because it's so humid and it's climbing. All the things I've been reading from Five Eyewitness News today says that more than likely it's going to get some storms. Especially up north. They're going to get some hail and some other stuff.
Oh, dear.
But, Vikings training camp's going on right now. It's almost that time of year. I should say it is that time of year. Tomorrow they have training camp open to the public, 11 to 5:30 p.m. at TCO Performance Center in Eagan.
It's cool. That is a cool place, too.
I've not been to
it. It's cool.
Yeah, I've not been there yet, but I need to. And then Anderson East. I'm not sure if you guys are familiar
with
him. We
do know him. He used to date Miranda Lambert.
Mm. Indeed. He will be at Canterbury tonight.
Oh, nice.
Bringing his Southern Nashville sound to Canterbury Park. And then we also have live races tomorrow and Sunday at Canterbury as well. So a few options for you to check out what should be a very hot weekend. Be sure to stay hydrated.
Oh, I love that. Okay, so here's a couple of mine. Uptown Art Fair. I'm not going to have you sing it again, but we know.
Uptown Art Fair. Outtown Fair.
It's so fun. It really is.
Okay, we know it. All right, and if you want to stay in St. Paul or come to St. Paul instead of go to Uptown tomorrow, the Union Depot downtown St. Paul has an event tonight. On select Friday nights this summer, they do drive-in movie theaters. And tonight at 9 o'clock, it's Encanto. So if you want to bring your kids, you roll up to the Union Depot. Tickets are just $15 per vehicle for the whole family. And you get audio through the movie stream through the radio channels. Dogs are welcome as long as they're leashed when you're outside of your car.
And Encanto's the one we always know of that. We don't talk about Bruno.
There you go.
Are we going to have a viewing party with Lori and Julia there, too, so we can go viral again?
Oh, stop it. Just stop it. No, I'm going up north.
Have the rush the stage.
I'm going to the lake. Okay, and also...
Also...
Tomorrow, St. Paul Food Truck Festival is going to be at Union Depot. I mean, 45 food trucks, beer, and music. The 6th annual food truck festival, handcrafted beers, Minnesota Lottery is going to be there having live music with cover bands, starting at 11 a.m. going to 9 p.m. There's going to be fashion clothes trucks, vintage clothes. There's a vintage clothing thing happening, I think, tomorrow.
Love that.
At CHS Field.
I love because they do like pop-up shops.
Yes, yes. So I think it'd be a lot of fun.
I've done one of those before and they
have you?
Super fun. End up finding stories you really like and then you go back and visit them later because you don't even know. We have many secondhand vintage stores in Minnesota. It's amazing.
Okay, but it's funny you bring that up because I met.
Shout out to Glam Diggers.
Uh-huh. All right, here's who I met last night. I need to do shout out to Bellwether Gal. You know who you are. She couldn't remember names and neither could I, but she's got great purple hair. She is in Minneapolis, shopbellwether.com. She was fabulous. She does vintage clothing, but she also wanted me to give a shout out to her friend who just opened up a new restaurant. Her name is Annie Rose and the Lost Fox Lowertown.com. So if you're out there and
the
about
Lost Fox,
the Lost Fox.
That's cute. I like the name.
I know it. And Annie Rose is the owner, and she she's a Lil J fan, and so her friend was ordered to find us last night at the Cat Video Festival.
She had one mission.
She did, and she accomplished it.
She got all the kids out of the way.
So if you're downtown, go to the Lost Fox.
But if you're uptown, fairs, uptown, fair, funk, fair.
Now, if you just want to be somewhat interesting this weekend at a party, can I give you a couple ideas?
Give me some. I've always wanted to be interesting.
They're not pickup lines.
I want to be interesting.
Okay. So Wait, we'll take a break. And when I come back, I'm just going to give you a few tips because maybe you're struggling in social situations.
Like this one.
Like right now.
Like we both are struggling.
Both of you are fired.
Thought so.
So yeah, but we'll take a quick break and we'll be right back. She's backing up. We'll be right back. Sometimes I'm thinking about you on that one late night in June. Wow. It's a giver.
He weighs up in me.
It's a given song. All right.
Hey, I have a question.
Yes.
So sometimes I'm at a party and I don't know how to be interesting.
He's such a brat.
Can you tell me how to be interesting at a party?
This is silly because you're such a brat. And I want to thank you guys for hanging out with us today.
I don't want to be pretty. I don't want to be smart. I just want to be interesting. Okay, how do I be interesting?
This was a random thought from a couple weeks ago that I saved because I think it always is worth reminding people how much people don't want to hear about you.
It's so true.
If you meet someone new, or you're meeting, you know, a bunch of new people. Yeah. People do not want to hear about you. They want to tell you about them.
Yeah, it's true.
So, basically, be intensely curious. So you're meeting some new people. Be genuinely curious about them, what they're telling you, and ask a follow-up question. But don't say, oh, I did that once too, and here's what I did.
And start going on your story.
It's not about you.
You have to get like I do. I get, like, I deep dive. When somebody tells me something, I want to know minute details. Like, I love that.
Yes. And it makes someone like, oh, gosh, this feels good talking to this person. They're genuinely interested. Because basically, people don't want to hear about you. I mean, any of us. That's just a general thing.
If you really want to make connections, I've noticed it's better to ask the questions. And then at some point, maybe Julia will literally ask me anything about myself.
No, I think it is. And be a good listener when someone is talking about themselves, bored or not.
There's nothing worse than if somebody asks you a question and then quits paying attention. I have a friend who does that because she's just very fluttery.
Uh-huh.
And when she does that, like, she starts cleaning her ring in front of me while I'm trying to tell her something.
Mm-hmm. What? You know what? It's horrible.
Isn't it so bad?
It's horrible.
And now with cell phones, it's worse. And I know. Like, I have to put mine face down when we're on air because I don't want to get distracted.
Right. Thank you for doing that.
You're welcome.
But it's the truth. And then just always try to ask them some type of a question, you know, what's on your bucket list or what do you like, you know, where's your favorite place to travel? Just something. But again, if you're meeting new people this weekend, ask them about them. Don't make it be about you. And if you ask them about them and suddenly you turn around to you, you look like a dink. All right, there. Was that good?
It was good.
Is that better than
But if we all walk around doing that, it's not going to work.
No. If
you're a LoJ listener, you know the inside scoop. You're welcome.
Oh, there you go. We've told them.
You're welcome.
Okay, here's a couple things that are opening tonight. Bullet Train is hitting the movie theaters.
Brad Pitt.
It is. And so the critics didn't really like it, but the audience has.
Then who cares about them critics?
Exactly.
They are not the women of the people.
It's got about an 83% on Rotten Tomatoes. Bodies is opening, and that is with BD, and you know who that is?
Nope, I have no idea what you're talking about.
That is Pete Davidson.
Oh, BDE.
Yes, thank you. I can't remember the name. But after this person gets out of rehab, she takes her girlfriend to a party at a remote mansion that's hosted by Pete Davidson.
It's scary. This one looks scary.
Yeah, everyone decides to play hide and seek. A murder mystery game. Yep. Yeah. As adults,
every party I go to, I'm so sick playing hide and go seek at parties. It happens way too often.
Critics gave it a 90. Audience are giving it an 86.
That's pretty for a horror movie too.
Horror comedy.
Love that.
And then the last one is Joe Coy, who I love his stand-up specials, but his movie, Easter Sunday, he's a struggling actor. Uh-huh. A single father returns home to celebrate Easter with his loud and dysfunctional family. It's a love letter to the Filipino-American community based on his own life experiences. Critics hated it. Audiences, 72%.
Are we weirded out that it's coming out in August? Is that?
That it's Easter? I feel like he
couldn't. That feels weird.
He couldn't get another time slot.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like that does feel weird.
It does feel weird.
Yeah, I agree with you on that 1,010%.
And you have to watch that show, The Anarchist.
The Anarchist.
On HBO Go. It's wild. You're going to love it.
Is HBO Tell me. Go like on your computer or phone?
All of it.
It's not HBO Max?
Oh, yeah, it's on HBO Max, but I still call it HBO Go.
Okay.
But no, it's on my computer. It's on my phone. It's on one of our little pocky puck things that goes to the TV. It's not on Apple TV, I don't think, but... Maybe you have an old one.
Well, if it's on HBO, it's on HBO.
No, I mean, see, like the streaming device thing. Oh, it's not on Apple. What is it called?
A Roku.
Yeah, like it might be on Roku.
Or might be Amazon Fire Stick.
Yeah, one of the things. You know what? Just Google or ask somebody younger. That's what I do. When I don't know how to do something, I just ask someone younger than me.
Well,
our little 12-year-old next door, Josie.
Because everyone around here is younger than me.
I asked little Josie to come over and program my TV.
Josie's always ask. All right, when are we going to start our song? We are singing.
Oh, yeah.
Coming Stars.
About a minute and change.
Yeah. Okay, by One Republic.
Yes, indeed.
What's your go-to thing you bring to a potluck? Go.
Pasta. Ooh. No, honestly, I bring. I'm the veggie and fruit tray guy.
You're that guy.
I'm currently bread at my family. They have low standards for me.
you're
like
bread.
Rolls. I'm rolls.
Okay, I would bring some sort of an app or a beverage.
That's pretty high up there. Beverage is low. I used to be LaCroix and I got bumped up.
Picky. That's why I don't do beverages.
Okay, so.
See, I used to be LaCroix.
That is really mean that you just asked me that.
My sister just bumped me up to rolls lately for family gathering, and I was LaCroix, and now I've got bigger responsibilities.
Wow, because
you're
a mother.
Yeah, because I'm a mom. Because I'm a mom, and I'm a giver.
You're feeding for, you're bringing your family.
I am.
Okay, well.
She eats a lot.
I think we should bring Red Lox Irish Whiskey. Mm-hmm. Give it a shot.
Red Lox Irish Whiskey.
And put a little OJ in it or a little apple cider. It's good.
Possibly.
Possibly.
Real quick, Kenny Chesney's in tomorrow and One Republic on Sunday for those looking to go to see some more music this weekend.
Yes, so. And let's sing it.
Indeed, let's do it.
All right.
Everybody have an amazing weekend.
And even wonderful. Thank you.
Be interesting. At parties!
Ask questions! Don't talk about yourself. Thanks for hanging out with us this week. Great programming starts tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. This is My Talk 107.1, always streaming. We'll be back.